Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Good evening, guys. John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. Welcome back to the show. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you're listening to us tonight, you can also check us out at rockersinrecovery.com. You can click on the About tab and all the rest of the navigation buttons up top and have some fun and check us all out. On the right-hand side, you can click and listen live on the Listen Live button 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to the Rockers in Recovery radio streamer. I want to thank you for tuning into the podcast tonight and being a part of our show. And most importantly, if you are in the area of Pompano Beach and you can come down and visit us, you can do that on November 10th and 11th. It is the Sobriety Rocks Meet and Greet and Festival. It's going to be happening November 10th and 11th at the 101 Club in Pompano Beach. Rockersinrecovery.com on the right-hand side. Scroll down the banners and you will see the information right there. You can actually download the flyer and pass it out to some friends. Tonight we have a great guest on. We have several guests, but the first one is Beverly Buncher. I had the opportunity to meet Beverly a few years back, and she's with Family Recovery Resources, and she's a speaker, family recovery life coach, and a life coach trainer. She's also the creator of a popular thing. It's really kind of cool. It's called Be a Loving Mirror, and it's a family recovery method. So we're going to bring Beverly on right now. We're going to talk about that and some other stuff. Beverly, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Good to be here.
So, tell me about, first of all, Family Recovery Resources. What is that about, and when did it all begin?
So, John, I started Family Recovery Resources about 4 years ago, but prior to that, I had been building up to starting it. I've been a life coach since 2008 and dedicated to helping families get better and help their loved ones get better. So the work that I started, in the beginning, it was just I would say to families, go to Al-Anon, and they would say, no, we have you. We have a coach. We don't want to go to Al-Anon. And I didn't know what to do because I got well through Al-Anon. So I really prayed about it, and I asked for some guidance, and I started to write and journal and blog. And as I wrote, I came up with some ideas, rooted certainly in 12 steps and in other things that I'd studied as a coach and an educator. And people liked them. They liked what I was saying about family recovery. And at some point, I talked about this idea of be a loving mirror. And as soon as I did that, people went crazy. They just, you know, they were writing back to me, how do I be a loving mirror? Can you teach me how to be a loving mirror? And I thought, well, I guess this is what I'm supposed to teach. And we did that. I had classes online. And a few years later, I was a life coach trainer for two other schools. And the coaches that I was mentoring wanted me to teach them how to help families. And they asked me to start a school. So I started a family recovery education program. And then it became a school called the Baum Institute. And it's all part of our program, which is called Family Recovery Resources. That's our story.
Very cool. Very cool. Where did you get your start? How did it happen to you? What brought it about that you wanted to dive in and start helping families and addicts and just people in general being a life coach?
So my story started a long time before that. I was in the 80s. I was the sister of, and I was always dating people who were involved with substances or in recovery. And my sister got into recovery, and she allows me to say that. And then I thought, well, I'm going to join Al-Anon. That sounds really cool. So I got into Al-Anon, and I thought, well,
I could handle an alcoholic. I could marry an alcoholic. I've always dated them. I have Al-Anon now. And so I met my husband. I know, kind of funny, huh? So I met my husband, and, you know, I had been afraid to get involved with these guys really seriously because they all had problems. But I met my husband, and he had problems, and I said, well, I'll just go to Al-Anon. And I did just go to Al-Anon, and, of course, after we got married, I realized what a serious disease this really is. And I tried to figure out how I could help not only myself, but him. And I wasn't learning how to help him at all in Al-Anon. And in fact, people in the rooms were saying, get the hell out. You just got married. Don't stay. Get the hell out. And that didn't sit well with me. I really loved my husband. And I started to read the old Al-Anon books because those women, for the most part, weren't getting the hell out. And I did some of the things they said. And within a few months, my husband got sober. And he used to go to meetings and tell people he got sober because of me. And I said, no, you can't say that. That's not true. But what I learned from the research over the years was, yeah, families make a difference. When the family is supportive in certain very specific ways, it can make a difference, and it can contribute to a loved one's recovery. And over the years, I sponsored people, and I was a school teacher and an educator and an administrator. And when I went to retire, I decided to become a life coach, and I felt called to help the families. And that's how I got started in my work.
Do you find it rewarding as far as the actual starting with somebody and being able to set off some light bulbs for them and show them that, wow, wait a minute, you know, maybe I do need help myself? And, you know, is that rewarding to you? How do you find that, you know, when it happens for you?
I love it. I love working with families because I remember being that family, being that person who just, you know, loved someone so much and couldn't do a darn thing, and finding out that there were things that I could do for myself to get my life back and things that I could do for my loved one. And then to be able to share that with a family and watch the changes happen in their life and in their family, that's about the most rewarding thing there is. You know, we're a community now, over 1,000, and we're all over the world. And when I sit in the classes and listen to the families and the coaches that we've trained talk about how the BALM, which is the acronym for Be a Loving Mirror, has helped them to grow so much and how it's become a centerpiece of their recovery life, it's very rewarding.
Do you, I mean, this is something that is happening day after day after day for a few years now and has grown into a huge epidemic, 144 deaths a day. You have family members that are burying addicts daily. To the family member that's out there struggling with an addict right now, an opioid addict or a heroin addict or, you know, carfentanil or a fentanyl addict, what would you say to them to give them some peace of mind or to help them go in a direction?
It's a great question. First of all, I would say you do have a crucial role to play in your loved one's recovery. There are things you can do. At any point, you're contributing to things getting worse or things getting better. And you can help things get better. Is it guaranteed? Absolutely not. No one can guarantee another person's recovery. We can guarantee you that you can increase your peace of mind and be their very best chance. And it's not a pipe dream.
Very good. FamilyRecoveryResources.com. Want to check out Beverly's website, great information there. You can also call Beverly at 786-859-4050. You can also come out on November 10th and 11th at the 101 Club in Pompano Beach and check out Beverly and talk with her. She will be there both days. She's also going to be talking a little bit on this subject. So we're looking forward to having people come out and be a part of the event, and most importantly, get healthy. You know, this is how we get healthy, is by having communications like this, and I think that Beverly has a whole lot to offer. And Beverly, and you know, we got about 5 minutes left here. What would you say to, you know, somebody that's struggling themselves, somebody that isn't a family member that might need help? What would you say to them?
Yeah. You're not alone. You are not alone. There are lots of us out here who care about you, and the important thing is to take the step to ask for help. It is possible to get well. People get well every day. So that's one important thing. You know, we... go ahead, John.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, we have a full-year program called the Be a Loving Mirror Family Recovery Education Program. And in the next 6 months, we're starting a branch of that for the loved ones. And it's an online, there are 12 principles and 7 steps of BALM recovery. And we're opening our doors to help people. We're not a treatment center, but we are there to help loved ones and to help family members find recovery. We will help you get to the right place. We will work with you. We will coach you. And you're not alone.
Very cool. The other thing that
also,
I want people... I'm sorry.
I just let people know that we're pre-selling at the event on the 10th and 11th. We'll be pre-selling my book, which is coming out in the next 5 weeks. It's called BALM, The Loving Path to Family Recovery. We don't believe in tough love. We don't believe in kicking someone out in a punitive way. We're all about connection and unconditional love as the path. So thank you for letting me on tonight, John.
Very cool. Matter of fact, if you get a chance also at the website, you're going to find out some other things too. If you are in long-term recovery, you're hanging out, and you're looking for a life change yourself, you know, Beverly can help also because she trains life coaches. There are schools to be able to do that. So if you can, go to familyrecoveryresources.com, find out more information about that. And then we've got a couple of minutes here. Why don't you let people know what that entails?
So we are the BALM Institute for Family Recovery Life Coach Training. We are the first fully accredited life coach training school that specializes in family recovery. So when people graduate from our school, they're a life coach, completely qualified life coach, and they've gotten a terrific education in recovery. And so this is an unusual major. It's greatly needed. We need people out there to help the families and to help the loved ones. Our coaches work with families, work with loved ones, and we call the person, the individual in recovery, the loved one. We need you, and the world needs you. So if you are looking for a way to help that will allow you to have an independent business where you'll be able to do good and do well, consider the BALM Institute for Family Recovery Life Coach Training, and you can learn more on the Family Recovery Resources site.
That's great. Beverly, thank you for being on. Thank you for being a part of Rockers in Recovery. We will see you, of course, over at the event, and that is November 10th and 11th, Sobriety Rocks Music Festival and Community Meet and Greet. And, of course, you're going to come out and enjoy some music, fun, food, fellowship, and we will see you all at the Rockers in Recovery event at the 101 Club, 700 Southwest 10th Street, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33060. Put it into your GPS. Come on out and hang out with us. Thank you for being on tonight, Beverly. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, John. Bye, everybody.
Recovery Foundation. Just got in from Arkansas. Want to let you know, Rockers in Recovery is having a big event November 11th at the 101 Club in Pompano Beach, Florida. Going to have a ton of music, fellowship. I have the opportunity to come down. I get to speak, share a little bit of hope. Really excited about this event. So if you are in the Florida area, Palm Beach down to Miami, Lake Worth, whatever, head to the 101 Club. Starts at 2 in the afternoon, $10 entrance fee. Come on in, share some fellowship. Again, I will be speaking there. Really honored to be able to come in and be a part of this. If you want to follow me, you can check us out on Facebook, From Dope to Hope, or check out our foundation, www.amirf.org, or for my full-time career. I'm a National Outreach Director for Transformations Treatment Center out of Delray Beach. We will also be a sponsor for this event. Look forward to seeing you then. Have a great day.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.